Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The strippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes aside.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
It's on the first standing ball. Take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play profile this in minutes. But first, Wobbin, have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Throw Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 44-year-old Santor Thomas of Livonia, Michigan. Mike stole my thunder there. He told you the story, but here's the deal. The guy's 44 years old, all right, and he used to work for Enterprise Leasing Company in Detroit. But Santor, who's black, he sued them for racial discrimination after an incident. And what exactly happened, believe it or not, it's confidential. Because that is the word you use when you have something you can't share with the public. You just call it an incident.
So he must have settled.
He settled. We have an incident that we cannot speak of legally on this show, right? Mm-hmm. And we call it the incident. So even here, he had
an incident. Oh, we know not to talk about that.
Yeah. But when you call it an incident, it cannot be. It's like
that's why we're not allowed to have guests in the studio. Because mm-hmm. people ask all the time, hey, do you mind if we come up and hang out? We're like, nope, can't do it.
But see, here's the thing. Our incident, there was no cash settlement for anyone. But in his case, you're right. He got $99,000 for it. So the agreement is like, look, don't talk about it. Here's $99,000. Off you go. Well, he went to a bank because he wanted to go ahead and cash his check. But the bank wouldn't do it. Because he's black. They wound up calling the cops, even though he had an account there for 2 years. The cops questioned him about whether the checks were fake or not. And he said he believes it happened again, of course, because he's black. So here's a guy, the racial incident. Mm-hmm. He gets a settlement check. He goes to the bank. He's going to go ahead and cash that check. He has another racial incident.
I wonder if it was because the money was so high.
Probably because, well, either way, now he's suing the bank for racial discrimination for not letting him cash the settlement checks from his job for racial discrimination. The bank, by the way, has apologized for not cashing the checks.
Yeah.
I don't know if they've cashed the checks, but they at least apologize.
Can't you just put him in and put a hold on that money until it clears?
I think that's kind of his point. Just like, right. Look, man, I mean, I don't expect you to hand me $99,000. That's something you kind of call in advance, right? But, yeah, they're like, we don't believe this. Mm-hmm. We're not taking this from you. So, anyway, we toast him, swinging for the fences there. We pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitchola! All right, Robin, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This!
And Stephen Thrill Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. perp. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Hola. Hi, John. You understand how this here game is played?
I do.
Fantastic. And as I've been doing all week, I'm going to offer you one of three stories you get to pick. We can go by ethnicity slash race, we can go by state, or we can go by bodily fluid.
Okay. As far as the states are concerned, what is the story surround?
I've been holding on to the race one. It is the story that happens in Arizona. That is all you know of it, but it takes place in Arizona.
Okay.
With regard to the state, we have the options of Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, or West Virginia. And then finally, well, hey, man, it's just how it comes up. And then if you're going to go to bodily fluids, it is something that takes place in an area called Pine Island, New York.
Okay.
I don't know if that helps, but there you go. So we can pick by ethnicity slash race, go by state, or bodily fluids.
I think bodily fluids got me intrigued.
Bodily fluids it is.
I think we've learned a lot about our friend John here.
Mm-hmm.
Intrigued
all right, John,
by the bodily fluids.
You know, this is a new way of doing this game, so I'm pretty excited to play myself.
All right. Well, this is your story. Now we go to Pine Island, New York, where a man was charged with masturbating outside of a woman's bedroom window. Essentially, he's a peeping Tom, and he's handling his business. Now, the owner and a resident at the apartment there in Pine Island, they said that they saw Jose Rodriguez Medrano, 53-year-old man, around the property attempting to look into a female tenant's apartment window. This happened earlier this month. Now, Medrano admitted to masturbating while looking into the woman's bedroom window. He was arrested by the Warwick police with assistance from the town of Goshen police. He was charged with third-degree stalking, public lewdness, three counts of trespassing. All of those are misdemeanors. They did order a temporary order of protection for the victim, and Medrano was issued an appearance ticket to be arraigned in court. Now, here's the thing. In addition to masturbating outside of the woman's window, he also confessed to drawing a heart on the woman's window. He drew a heart on the woman's window, but he didn't draw that heart with ink. He didn't draw that heart with paint. No, he improvised, and he used his own body fluid. Did he draw the heart with semen, feces, blood, or urine? Aren't you glad you picked this one, man?
Yeah.
I mean, how weird is that, man?
I think semen's too easy. And I don't feel like urine would stay long enough to see.
Well,
I'm glad that you think this out.
Yeah.
I like the process.
I mean, if you're drawing a heart on a window with any kind of moisture on your finger, you're going to leave a print.
Yeah.
I would guess. You know, I think if you're drawing a heart...
He drew a heart. Because that's what run her affections.
For whatever reason, you think that you have a chance with this person.
No, you don't.
All right. But I still don't think the feces is the answer.
Well, you just stood outside of a woman's bedroom window.
I understand that. You're nuts.
You're doing that.
I already get that.
What are you going to do? What could you possibly do that's going to turn her off more than she already is?
So he is not in jail?
Man, I don't, because everything that they arrested him on is a misdemeanor, and then they say he has a court appearance. He might be in jail, but they also issued a temporary order of protection against the victim, which leads me to believe that they let him out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay.
I mean, that's all the info, and trust me, I've tried 15 different ways to get as much information on the story, because I'm intrigued, but yeah, I don't know if he is actually in prison. Everything charged with misdemeanor.
Basically. Blood seems like a reasonable thing if you're trying to, like, you know, in a Romeo and Juliet kind of way, like, act like, you know.
Do any of these seem reasonable? You're saying you're...
I'm trying to come up with some... Like, it is a heart.
It is, yes, he did draw a heart.
The fact that he drew a heart, I can see where blood would be something that maybe, if you're into that, that would be something you would do. I don't know.
Yeah.
As far as using the bathroom there, I do know for a fact that typically... The last time that I had sex, which was probably about 7-8 years ago, I remember you have to use the bathroom when you're done most of the time.
Sure, yeah.
So it could be that because he was, you know, taking care of business.
You think he stood outside of a window and did that?
Yeah, well, you never know.
And then relieved himself.
Typically, you have to use the bathroom. Today, like, don't you?
I know you already hate me, so I'm just...
You know, what do you do right after morning
sex? That's too long right there.
You run to the bathroom, right?
Sure.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to think this through for you.
I don't know what time of the day this was either. That's the thing. I'm just assuming it was at night only because I feel like to be able to see into someone's home, their insides illuminated.
Did they catch him that night in the act and bust him, see, or did they catch him through the DNA? Or fingerprints or whatever.
I'm guessing they just had to find him later. Because the way the story is explained, they say, look, he was arrested. He was arrested. No, they had to find him, and then they arrested him. Okay. I don't know how long it took for them to find him.
Did she see him out the window, or was this all after the fact?
Again, I don't know. Because the only people quoted in this, and not that they're actually quoted, but they say that the owner and one of the residents in this apartment complex saw him. They don't say whether the woman he was doing this to noticed. I'm just assuming she did if he drew the heart. This is a tough one.
This is a tough one.
This is a tough one.
Put yourself in that situation. What would you use? That's the only way for me to play.
What was the other story? Can we try the other story?
If I did do this, what would be my go-to?
I feel like it's over the top enough at this point. I feel like you might as well, like aim for the fences. So I think I'm going to go with poop.
You're going to go with, you sure?
Well, he's saying, John? Look, you already have done the deed. I'm assuming this woman saw it. So I kind of get your point. Like, what do you have to lose? You might just go big, right?
Yeah.
I don't see that being the...
But again, we've learned a little bit about John. Like, that would be John. Should you do the first part of the story, this is how it would end.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Some people are saying probably blood, but my guess is urine. All dudes love to draw while peeing. That actually is, like, if you pee in the snow.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Right.
That's pretty legitimate, yeah.
That's good thinking.
Yeah.
Someone else says Pine Island, New York is known for its quote-unquote black dirt and onion farms.
Black dirt and onion farms.
It does not sound like an awesome place.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Okay, John, do you want to stick with your answer of feces, or do you want to change that before we go to break here?
I think I'm going to stick with it.
You're going to stick with feces.
Feces is the final answer. What? New York man caught masturbating outside of an apartment window, stalking his neighbor. He was caught, he was arrested, and drew a heart on her window.
That is correct.
Did he draw that heart with semen, feces, blood, or urine? We'll find out.
What are you guessing? I want to know what you guess.
What I guess?
So John is guessing feces, yeah.
I'll go blood, I think. Yeah, most of blood seems the right thing.
We'll find out if he drew it in semen, feces, blood, or urine next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, we're in New York, a case of true love.
Man caught masturbating outside of an apartment window, looking at the woman inside.
I don't know what you're thinking. I'm pretty sure I saw that in a commercial for Hallmark cards.
Tries to steal her heart, so he drew a heart on her window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Some of his body fluid.
That is correct. Yeah. And, John, we asked you, if you were the person, you know, that's how you decide to get someone's attention and drew a heart, do you think this person used semen, feces, blood, or urine? Mm-hmm. You went with feces because you said, look, man, at that point, you've already stood outside the window handling your business. You might as well swing for the fences. And, Miles, you went...
Blood.
Blood. Oh, you are both incorrect.
No.
John, should you find yourself in this situation, based on evidence we have here, you would use your semen. That is correct. Yes, he...
I think drawing would be difficult.
Yeah, well, he took the time to do it. I just want you to think about that. That poor woman, she just wanted to be in her home, and that's what she dealt with that night.
Now for all TV news all time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, first we'll start with some drama from SNL. Pete Davidson, everybody knows he had a very short engagement to Ariana Grande.
We knew that as soon as he got engaged.
Yeah, middle name Vanilla. And I'm sure that joke goes all the time. So this is just a promo for who's coming on the show this weekend, and Pete Davidson is there.
Hi, I'm Jonah Hill, and I'm hosting Saturday Night Live this week with musical guest Maggie Rogers.
Hey, Maggie, I'm Pete.
Hey, Pete.
You want to get married?
No.
0 for 3.
All right. First of all, Jonah Hill looks great. Just want to put that out there. Good work, Jonah Hill. To me, it seems like he's just kind of making fun of himself.
He is.
But Ariana Grande was not happy. She tweeted out, quote, "For somebody who claims they hate relevancy, you sure love clinging to it, huh? Thank you. Next."
Oh, boy.
That's heated for her.
All he did was a promo for SNL. Didn't say a bad thing about you.
Plus, like, look, I get, and Ariana Grande, like, I have I have empathy for her, because I get it. She dated Mac Miller for years, right? And I love Mac Miller, so listen to him today. He passed away. I think it was a very hard thing for her. Sure. So she's been going through a lot of stuff. But on the same token, like, you guys were together for 4 months. You got engaged. You put it everywhere. You wouldn't let anybody kind of, you know what I mean? Like, you made a point of it. Like, people are going to have jokes.
It was so over the top that people were already placing their bets.
Well, they had jokes, but it wasn't a joke about you. It's not a joke about anything.
It's a joke about him being bad with women.
Exactly. It's like, you know, the one thing that you have in common about every bad relationship that you've been into or whatever the hell is you.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, look, if you can't recognize the fact that the one commonality, you know what I mean? Like, it's you. Yeah. So the joke's on you. You're not putting the joke on. If I made a joke about not being good at relationships, it has nothing to do with my first wife. Mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with my current wife or my girlfriend before that or any of that. I'm making a joke about me. You know what I mean? The girlfriend I had when I was dating my first
wife. No, I just for a second I was
that's serious.
That has nothing to do with my current wife or my girlfriend.
It has nothing to do or my new girlfriend or my old girlfriend. It's just you.
Yeah,
right.
Or just the girl.
I mean, come on.
Or the girl from the bar. Whatever.
I know I suck. But that was what he was saying. It had nothing to do with her.
And then they all get mad because you...
That was about me.
Actually, it was about the girl before that.
Yeah, and I get where... I kind of fathom where she's like, oh, it seems like you're clinging to
Cassie David.
Like, I don't think he is. I think he's just literally saying... Like, look, it's as uncomfortable for him. He knows... And Ariana Grande.
Yeah. Ariana Grande.
Grande.
Sounds like something I'd say.
Hey, Grande.
Dude, he was dating Cassie David before that. Larry David's daughter.
Yeah, well, that's the other thing. I'm not sure who he was engaged to before, but trust me, like, Grande will be fine, right? Like, Pete Davidson, I think, is going to take the brunt of this for people to be like, Pete, what were you thinking?
Dude had to do a promo for a comedy show and didn't say a thing.
Right,
about
you got
to
remember,
he's a comedian,
and he only plays himself.
Right.
So when you only play yourself,
or a child,
that's what you're going to get is yourself.
He does play a good child.
Yeah.
All right. This one, I'm going to preface this with, it's CNN. All right? And it's Jim Acosta, and he's at a Trump rally. Now, I feel like just saying that, people are getting fired up.
I'll turn on your show so I don't have to hear you talking about that.
Or people going, right? So, but listen, just listen to this exchange. I think this is great, and a little civility, if you will, in politics.
What's your name, sir?
Merlin Gilpin.
Merlin and?
Eileen.
And you wanted
to,
you were...
I just wanted to apologize for flipping you off in Tampa.
Thank you.
I got carried away. You know, it's like, I was asking for facts and not opinions.
That's okay.
I understand.
Very nice of you to say that.
I did get carried away, so I just wanted to apologize.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you very
much. I accept your apology, and I hope I get to see you again.
Civility! You know what he should have said? Hey, man, it's all right, but I wish I'd known that, because I'm sorry, in retaliation, I didn't mean to put my penis on your coffee
cup. Made that CNN hater lover look good.
I like that guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he made a point to go to another rally where he knew Acosta was going to be.
Yeah, sure. Sorry.
Walked up
Fort Myers.
Right, and just said, hey, my bad. Like, I like the way he's just like, look, I got fired up. And look, the guy could happen to anybody, right? I mean, I've been in a sports game flipping off people.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Are you telling me when you have a rally... that the idea is that you're trying to whip people up and get them all fired up about something? When you hold a meeting, or if you hold anything else. It's a little, like when I was in high school, we had a pep rally.
Oh, we had pep meetings.
We wanted to beat the freaking hell out of Philip Barber. So, right. You know, we wanted to get our students jacked up so that if we were playing basketball or football or whatever the sport was that you went.
We had pep rallies, too. But I'll tell you what, my brother's school, man, they had a guy that I guess invented some cheer for their high school. So the dude was like in his 40s. And when they had pep rallies, he would come back and lead the whole high school.
Jack the whole crowd up.
Cheer.
All right, cool.
It's pretty
our
awesome.
Our pep rallies used to go like this, right? Baltimore City Schools. Give me an F, because that's what I earned. That's just generally F. Right.
Well, and look, I won't lie.
Give me a...
Our pep rallies weren't really the greatest because we didn't...
It's all dudes with no chicks.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's
terrible.
Oh, yeah, like...
Win!
It's a khaki rally.
Right, there's Scott and I don't know, Brian. Like, all right, there's the football
here's
team.
There's 1,000 pairs of duck head khaki pants.
Nothing is the blood Miles. Flowing.
Woo!
Dude, you cannot wear duck head khaki pants... At school, you would get in trouble.
Why?
Because you have to have monogram DM khakis.
Oh.
You'd have never made it there.
Or gray trousers.
Okay.
Let's see. You guys are waiting for the Brady Bunch to come back, right?
No.
You know I am.
Thank you, Thrill.
I feel like they represent a black culture well.
Yeah.
Did they ever have a black person on the show? I don't think I mean, they had Joe Namath on.
Well, Joe Namath is
not black.
I know, but
how random is that?
I'm trying to
you ever had a black person on your show?
Joe Namath.
But they had guests on all the time.
Well, they had an athlete.
Yeah,
right, exactly. So close enough.
They had Joe.
He won a Super Bowl.
Well,
I was trying to think. Like they did
have
celebrities
black people on your show because you know they had Joe Namath.
Well, they had celebrities on.
So they were interviewed.
Celebrities would make a guest appearance.
Did I miss something? Is Joe Namath a great friend of the black community?
I mean, I'm just like, hey man,
he's a great friend of the female community.
You guys ever celebrate or interview politicians? In fact, just the other day, I talked to Danny DeVito. I mean, like what?
You're right. Okay, I get it.
Joe Namath.
I'm just trying to think. Was there ever a black person on the Brady Bunch?
I don't know.
I'm going to check it out right now.
Joe Namath, by the way,
you want to put a bet on it? I'm going to say at least one, right?
No way. What, when they went to Hawaii?
Nah, it doesn't count.
Nah, they had to have some people.
It was a
there.
Double episode.
Well, good news. The Brady Bunch kids, they're reuniting at the Brady House for HDTV. Remember, the HDTV, that's the...
Well, the exterior shots of the house. Is it the interior or exterior? Which one?
Well, they bought the whole house.
Thank you, Ted. They bought the whole thing.
So basically, no, they're going to renovate the house. It's going to be called a Very Brady renovation.
See, that's what, so, right.
So the inside will look like it should to the original show. But, I mean, that's got to be tough.
What do you mean it's got to be tough? What's tough?
You have to tear out everything in there, just keep the shell, then, like, build a stairs and stuff.
So let me get this straight. Lance Bass was going to buy the house for nostalgic purposes, has the money.
Him and Lindsay Lohan.
Him and, oh, boy. And so...
Lance!
Whoever, Lance, I'm putting a bid in on the Brady House. Lance. So what, the network, whatever network, ends up buying it just so we can have a reality show to watch the Brady kids remodel the house.
Sorry, so the Brady kids remodel the house.
All right.
Along with some of the...
Lance, did you hear the idea?
Along with some of the people that will help them. Then the property brothers.
The property brothers.
Jonathan and Drew Scott, who are, I think, just brothers, they're teaming up with Laura Spencer from Flea Market Flip, and they're gonna get the whole house done inside. Look, the Brady kids.
I feel like this is the cast for Dancing with the Stars. Like, these are the people you'd have on there. Can you skate, Lance?
Do you want to know the answer about the Brady Bunch and black characters?
Yes, black characters on the Brady Bunch.
Deacon Jones made an appearance.
Okay.
In one show. As far as an actual character.
Are you done?
There's one other. There's one other.
That's a lot of buildup.
Hold on. Wait, you're not going to believe this one. At least once, there was a minor role in the episode of Kelly's Kids. Here's the summary from IMDb. The Brady's friends, Ken and Kathy Kelly, announced plans to adopt a little boy named Matt from a local orphanage.
God damn it. That's the...
You know what? I'm going to just stop. You know the rest. But the racist next-door neighbor isn't too happy with that.
All right, so they're trying to do a thing.
Yes, they did.
They're changing like the neighborhood.
The Brady Bunch should have been the show to delve into racism. The Brady Bunch. We have a black friend, Brady Bunch.
And we adopted him.
And he's a baby, so he doesn't have a speaking part. Don't even have to pay him. The Brady Bunch.
Da, 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 da.
The Brady Bunch.
He's very well spoken for a young man.
Oh, man.
I don't know if they live next to racists.
Yeah. Well, that is a fancy neighborhood.
They should have featured
they
that.
They had
though.
A maid. Did Alice cook too? Or did she just.
Yeah, I don't.
Does a maid in your home that lives there cook? Or they just.
Well, she was, and they didn't address this much on the show, but one of the things about Alice, she cooked, but mostly methamphetamine in the basement.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's the yeah. original
had a lot of
back.
Kids, you know?
Do you think Rob Lowe, sexy, sexy Rob Lowe, do you think he sleeps better? If Ellen DeGeneres was to pose Rob Lowe this question, do you sleep better or worse on the road without your wife? What do you think Rob Lowe would say?
Sam. I always think you sleep better by yourself.
Oh, but Rob Lowe likes people to like him.
I sleep better on the road. I sleep better on the road because I'm not with my wife. And it's just the people, it's the truth. I mean, I love her enough to speak the truth. And what it is she's obsessed with playing Family Feud till 5 and 6 in the morning on the iPad and wakes me up like, honey, quick, name 5 foods that are gross. I'm like, I just want to go to... So the answer is yes. My sleep on the road, mwah, love it.
Plus, most hotels have those hotel curtains and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, air conditioner.
Thank you.
Air conditioner. Big, heavy covers.
Yeah, man. I always make it like an icebox in there.
Problem is, man, like you wake up, you don't realize it's 11:30.
Oh, yeah.
And you open that curtain and you're like a vampire.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How many more days am
I?
How many more days do I have to be in Vegas for?
By the way, Ted, this is going to come as a shock to you.
All right.
But according to multiple sources based on our comments, you've pronounced pretty much every name wrong. And that we should absolutely know who every character in Game of Thrones is. I don't know what name.
I know Jon Snow's a dude.
Yeah, but that's easy. It's Jon Snow. How does he get the name? Everyone else is like, I'm Lothar.
Cocaine John.
And then it's like, yeah, I'm
Cocaine. There was some other normal names
Cocaine
in here.
Cocaine John.
Like, yeah. Jamie Lesnar.
Jamie Lesnar.
Jamie Lesnar. Old Jamie Lesnar.
Male or female?
That's female. I'm going to go male.
And we
should look that up.
Like at the end of my show, do I have to run the correct answers, you think?
I don't think it won't care.
Oh, no.
They're probably already.
Arya Stark, it's pronounced Arya. Arya. Arya.
Arya.
Arya. All right.
Underlay, underlay.
I'm just telling you, these are the comments coming. Apparently, no matter what we don't know about this show, your pronunciation is the thing that really, I'm telling you.
Listen.
These Vikings out here getting fired up.
If you listened to the show for a couple years, I called it Game of Thorns for a while. So, I mean.
To the point we stopped correcting them. Like, it just didn't matter. Like, we know what you mean.
What is the name of the show?
Thorns.
We should look it up.
All right. I don't know, man. I think it's a good idea.
The show designed to make everyone else mad.
Right. Sure.
Right. Dude, they canceled that.
We check with the judges, but we can't afford it.
Yeah, they had to cancel it. Turns out they knew. What are the answers?
I don't know.
All right. I have a list here.
Didn't even say their names right. People are going crazy.
It's not like it's a popular show.
I can see why you confuse it with Frozen. There's a guy named Jon Snow. Like, if you didn't know Game of Thrones and Frozen, and you said, look, for $1 million.
Oh, that sounded like
I should say, wait, the woman from Game of Thrones also is super blonde in a blue dress.
Right.
So that wasn't that far.
It sounded like a wet frog farting on a vinyl cushion.
It sounded like what would happen if you hit a fat frog with a hammer.
You know what I mean? It's like you're scooting out of a booth with a wet butt.
Bare ass, right? If you tried to go down a sliding board with nothing but Vaseline on your
ass.
It was
still a little wet.
Right.
Yeah, or like it's a hot day and you're like in a diner in the booth wearing shorts.
You inside sideways.
Short shorts.
Sideways and peel the cheek open, you know.
Back of your knees are sweating.
Got the poop sweats.
Is it like knee pits?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or it's one of those sounds sometimes that happens during sex. Like, let's just not.
Yeah, exactly.
Do not acknowledge.
Did our stomachs just suck chin cups somehow together there? That was real weird.
And it's like, just fight through it, man.
Oh, no, that was my back on this linoleum floor.
See, that's the thing about sex, man. There are more smells and sounds that if you were not having sex, you would not accept any of these things.
It's like,
right? And you're like, whatever.
Uh-oh.
Feels good enough, I can ignore this.
And taste.
Right.
You'd send that back. You'd send that back to the kitchen.
They make cakes,
later.
Right? They make cakes that look like these shapes. Right. They don't make the cakes flavored later. Like that.
Can you? There's no scratch and sniff. There's no taste. Artificial taste.
Sometimes I just.
There's a reason for that.
Sometimes.
There's only one time you're gonna enjoy it.
Sometimes I pick the wrong thing, but I think this is just not working out for me.
Right.
If anybody's ever seen Wayne's World.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, Wayne? Not the easiest name to spell. Wayne.
No, Bob Wayne. Is the easiest, but Wayne is maybe third.
W-A-Y-N-E.
Yeah, but you know, a lot of people think you could throw an H in there. I'm just looking at how I spelled it.
You tell me like whale?
I spelled it W-H-A-N-E, apostrophe S.
Wow.
Wayne.
Even
if you can read it.
I'm Wayne.
So,
some people, meaning Ted.
Oh, I see right there. It looks like Wales World.
It does, okay.
Well, okay, I get what you did there.
I mean, yeah,
phonetically.
It's wrong.
Wayne.
It's wrong.
So Mike Myers, who was Wayne, he was talking about basically Bohemian Rhapsody, huge scene in the movie, and how they got there.
Bohemian Rhapsody came on, and my brother pulled over, and then from that moment on, each of us had a Galileo, you know?
Oh,
if
sure.
You took somebody's Galileo, 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 you got beat up, you know, basically.
Oh, you were assigned one of the four Galileos.
Yeah, and then yeah. I had a chance to write and be in a movie, Wayne's World, you know, and I was like, oh my God, I would love that to be the song. And the studio went, no. And I was like, what do you mean, no? And then they said, we want Guns N' Roses, who I love, but it wasn't something I grew up with, so I really fought hard for that to be the song. I went, I don't want to be in the movie if that's it. And Lorne Michaels was like, let me get this straight. You've never been in a movie. You're not likely to be in a movie. And now you're not going to be in a movie.
Hey, good for him. He was right.
It's an iconic scene.
It's the only reason that I knew who Queen was for years.
And based on how Wayne's World is, Queen, especially that song, just makes more sense than Guns N' Roses. Like, Guns N' Roses is a great band.
I wonder what song they were thinking.
I don't know, but
he said it right. But
Wayne is, you know, their whole thing is they're kind of silly. Bohemian Rhapsody lends itself to that, just the Galileo part. You know, you can like Guns N' Roses.
And it's a sing-along. Guns N' Roses is not a sing-along type band.
Right.
You can scream along.
Paradise City.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Rocket Queen probably is pretty good.
But yeah.
Rocket Queen is not sing-along.
Well, it's funny, too, right? Because Bohemian Rhapsody, right? Like, they didn't want to put that in the movie, and then now you have
the movie called Bohemian Rhapsody.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Really basically just about Queen.
It sucks. It's great. It sucks. It's great. I don't know what you've seen, but man, everybody's got a different opinion about this. I want to go see it.
I mean, I think it's got to be a little suspect. It took them 8 years and three different main characters to get it done.
Yeah, keep your expectations in place.
Yeah,
if you get a chance, though, man, watch, and I know, Steve, you hate this too, but I just watched it the other night, and it is freaking amazing. Watch Queen's set at Wembley.
No! Radio Gaga?
I know, but everything else is, but you'll still like the set. Even though you like that song. It's like, oh my God, you cannot believe how many people are there. That's the thing, man. It's like, you couldn't even imagine walking out on a stage and going like, hello. Because it's just so many people.
You couldn't. Tammy, like, what's up, party people?
Hello, mate. Welcome to Wembley. Sorry.
What was your Jamaican again?
Thursday. Thursday. There we go. That was a little more Irish.
That's right.
No, it wasn't.
You are listening to the Mentor Radio Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Michigan dog on its hind legs turns on the stove and then almost burns down the house. Well, he burns the house down. Meanwhile, to the airport where a paraplegic man whose wheelchair was left on a plane drags himself about. Hunter says he was shot by man's best friend. A woman attacks a bus driver and everyone's life comes to an end. And a Texas woman robs a store dressed as a crime dog. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my cock.
All right, our top story, we go to Canada where the headlines do not disappoint. Surveillance footage caught a man that had a meltdown at none other than Tim Hortons. The video shows the man grabbing the ice drink that he had ordered and pouring it all over the counter before shoving the register to the ground. Police arrested the man and charged him with assault and mischief.
Well, what was he angry about? Or he just had a breakdown and happened to be at Tim Hortons?
That's what I took from it. They're saying that he got mad because they got their order wrong. You don't react like that if all that is wrong is that the order got wrong.
Look, I'm going to speak for Canada here. You don't act like that at Timmy's.
You don't act like that in Canada.
Especially not a Tim.
Yeah, sorry. Man, come on, man. I'm really sorry about that.
Yeah. I don't know what this guy's on a boot, but it's not good.
It's not good. Sorry. I'll pay for that.
But he calls a ruckus over at Timmy's.
A man in New Mexico took his dogs out hunting jackrabbits when one of his good dogs, quote unquote, took a dark turn. While driving out in the desert, his 125-pound Rottweiler got his foot inside of the trigger of the 74-year-old man's shotgun. Shot him right there in the truck. The man was so badly injured and lost so much blood that he says that he, quote,
how did he learn to do that?
He's a good dog.
He stepped on the trigger of my loaded gun in my truck.
He said that he, quote, passed on to the other side on his way to the hospital. Despite his injuries, he went through extensive surgeries, and doctors expect him to live.
Brother, if you're 74 and get shot, you didn't pass on to the other side. You had a dream. When you're that old, I think once you pass, you're just there.
You're just off and on.
Right, you are gone.
A man in Virginia is the target of the latest internet scam. The man received a broken English email saying that a virus had been forced into his laptop and hijacked his webcam while he was having some alone time.
We see your BB.
That's why I stick my tongue out.
The scammer claimed to have a blackmail video and demanded that he pay $360 ransom for the video or be released to his friends and family. Do not fall for this video, for this scam.
We got you whacking it.
And it was actually not even 360. It was 361.
Yeah, where the hell these $361?
Right. I understand that they're trying to scam people and get money out of them, but really, 361? How do you come up with that figure?
When you send me $361, I legitimately have your the video of you, you know, handling your business.
Sure.
You'd send me $361.
Would I send the 360? I don't know that I would.
Okay.
But like, touche. Do it. Send it.
Say my name.
We go to New Jersey where a woman took drastic measures during a dispute with a TV maintenance worker. It's unclear what the dispute was about, but it ended with the woman taking the keys out of the man's van, leaving him stranded in midair inside of the lift.
Oh, damn.
Police arrived on scene and she was hit with a ton of charges.
Damn.
Okay.
You will sit there and listen to me.
Yay me.
Yeah. We go to Virginia where a man has been spotted twice and arrested for indecent exposure for his choice of attire when taking a stroll around the park. He was twice seen walking in the park with a black hat, a black dinner jacket, high heels, and stockings with no pants on.
I hope he wasn't surprised. I'm well within my rights.
As long as it's later on at night, I guess.
I mean, seems like the right time to do that.
You said he's wearing stockings?
Yeah.
Yeah, somehow it makes it even worse,
man. He just wants to feel free, man. A video that's gotten thousands of views online comes from a pet owner in Michigan that was smart enough to leave a camera rolling to keep his eye on his dogs while he was gone. While left alone, one of his dogs jumped up onto the stove numerous times to take a peek at what was up on top of it. One of the times the dog jumped up, he managed to turn on one of the oven burners.
On a gas stove.
Right
under. So there's a flame coming up.
Right underneath a box of soda that was on the stove.
My dog knew.
The fire burned for a while before igniting the box. Luckily, as the sodas heated up, they exploded and actually put the themselves out.
Exactly.
That dog is like, I knew that would happen.
Did you see the video? So basically, this dog owner, when he leaves,
they didn't care.
He puts up a gate so that the dogs can't get out of the kitchen for good reason.
That's it for your headlines of that. Mike Hawk is out. Go see the video.
All right. They trashed the place. Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time. For your guess is as good as mine, the random question, men's room rules, and we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, we be all up out this biatch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.